This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, February 10th, brought to you by Commodity Classic. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Agriculture Coalition for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement shared results of a new study highlighting the benefits of free and open trade made between North American partners. Krista Swanson with the National Corn Growers Association says the 2020 trade deal has generated revenue for the U.S.
U.S. agricultural exports to Canada and Mexico have increased by $20 billion, reaching $60 billion in 2024, along with $1.2 billion in seafood exports. That represents 47% growth, which far outpaces the 18% increase in U.S. agricultural exports to the rest of the world in the same period.
Swanson says agriculture and seafood exports to Canada and Mexico, generating $149 billion in total economic contributions to the U.S.
For every $1 in agricultural exports under USMCA, an additional $2.45 of economic activity is supported across the U.S. economy.
Swanson says the study shows a significant impact on labor as a part of the deal.
USMCA partners supported nearly 500,000 full-time equivalent jobs, earning $36 billion in wages. That's equivalent to 8,083 jobs for every $1 billion in exports.
Swanson says corn growers want continued access to their top market and some concessions to make sure the trade door stays open.
One of the things that we're asking for is greater clarification on biotech rules. So that could be a piece that could help that. And certainly we've seen growth to Mexico in the time since USMCA was enacted. And that's something that we want to preserve and continue to grow.
Alexis Taylor with the International Fresh Produce Association says the agreement needs to recognize the seasonality of fruit and vegetable production, but also provide a level playing field for trade.
From an IFPA's perspective, a key priority is ensuring that trade and regulatory rules are fair and transparent and consistently applied so that all producers are competing on a level playing field, and ultimately ensuring that consumers have affordable access to fruits and vegetables, which should be half of our diet and be what half of our diet is made up of.
Shauna Morris with the National Milk Producers Federation of the Dairy Export Council says U.S. dairy farmers need Canada to be more balanced when providing tariff rate quotas and provide a more level playing field as well.
From an IFPA's perspective, a key priority is ensuring that trade and regulatory rules are fair and transparent and consistently applied so that all producers are competing on a level playing field, and ultimately ensuring that consumers have affordable access to fruits and vegetables, which should be half of our diet and be what half of our diet is made up of.
A review of the USMCA trade agreement is taking place this year. The USDA WASDE report didn't change the balance sheet much for corn today. The January figure of $2.23 billion falls to $2.13 billion. Soy carry stays the same at $350 million. Wheat carry up $5 million to $931 million. In the Southern Hemisphere, the only change was the Brazilian soybean crop, up from 178 to now 180 million metric tons. The soybean harvest in the northern portion of the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso exhibiting quality issues, according to Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor. Heavy rain is the issue. Crops there battling mold issues. In some cases, farmers harvesting early in an effort to protect yield before the mold kicks in. In Mato Grosso, the harvest is said to be 39% complete thus far. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Commodity Classic. The countdown for Commodity Classic 2026 is on. Cut through the noise and get straight to what works in San Antonio, Texas, February 25th to 27th. Discover breakthrough solutions that boost your bottom line. Network with thousands of industry leaders and explore cutting-edge technology from over 400 exhibitors. Don't miss your chance to celebrate 30 years of agriculture excellence. Head to commodityclassic.com and register today. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.